You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Danny Hillcrest's nearly end of 2007 movie calendar review.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. Well, 2007 is almost history. So, it's time to look back at 2007 in our rearview mirror, hoping it isn't gaining on us. So let's get on with
Danny Hillcrest's nearly end of 2007 movie calendar review.
Let's start at the beginning. January. Cedric the Entertainer kicked off 2007 with his action-slash-comedy-slash-romance-slash-spy movie, codename The Cleaner. I saw this one on a plane trip. Of course, I didn't rent the headphones, so all I can say is I didn't see any cleaning going on. Kind of a deceptive title. But no more than that other January movie, Blood and Chocolate. A story about werewolves. Dumb. You can't kill a werewolf with chocolate. The worst you can do is make his skin break out. And that's hidden underneath fur. So what's the point? Moving on. February brought us Black Snake Moan, which must have been Samuel L. Jackson's sequel to Snakes on a Plane, and Ghost Rider, the film that almost sent Nicolas Cage's career up in flames. Quickly switching to March, we were treated to The Last Mimsy. I guess this was the conclusion to the Mimsy trilogy, and 300, a stylish, effects-laden epic. The title obviously refers to the price for two tickets to see the movie in IMAX. Then there was Hog Wild, where Tim Allen, John Travolta, Martin Lawrence, and William H. Macy get back in touch with their inner child, apparently by raising pigs. April showers rain down with films like Perfect Stranger, a big screen adaptation of the 80s comedy with Bruce Willis playing the part of Larry Appleton and Halle Catwoman Berry as the adorable Balky. We also had Next, a film where Nicolas Cage could see the future. If only he'd made this before he agreed to do Ghost Rider, things might have been different. In May, we sloshed through Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, put on a hazmat suit for 28 weeks later, and cried at Spider-Man 3. Oh wait, it was the cast who cried. Every single one of them. Except Bruce Campbell. Way to go, Briscoe. June tried to distance itself from May by lifting our spirits with Surf's Up, Knocked Up, and Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, as well as Live Free or Die Hard, which featured a performance by Kevin Smith that had to be seen to be believed. And I didn't see it, but I did see Ratatouille, and I came away thinking, wow, there sure are a lot of rats in Paris. July was ablaze with all the excitement of Who's Your Caddy and License to Wed, as well as intimate stories like Transformers and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. August ended, appropriately enough, with the remake of Halloween. September unleashed Resident Evil Extinction. This was the third Resident Evil movie, proving how difficult it is for a landlord to evict an unwanted tenant. And what would October be without a new Saw movie? Really, I'd like to know what it would be like, because it sounds so good. November had the aptly named B-movie, the appropriately named American Gangster, and the movie with the apropos title, Awake, which is more than you could do if you went to see Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. And now we come to the winter of our discontent, December. Will the story of Will Smith's growing ego, I Am Legend, strike box office gold? Will the perfectly timed Christmas movie, Aliens vs. Predator, Requiem, make a slash? Splash? And what about Johnny Depp in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street? Will his movie share the same success as the other two 2007 movies with very long titles? Of course I'm speaking of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, colon movie film for theaters, and the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. Only Variety knows for sure. Because I'm sure as heck not going to pay for a subscription. Well, that just about does it for
Danny Hillcrest's nearly end of 2007 movie calendar review.
Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. Well, it's been a while since we talked. I wanted to give out some thank yous. Thank you to everyone who's been adding Comedy Forecast as a favorite over at Podcast Pickle and writing reviews over there. Thank you. Also, thank you to anyone who's juiced us over at blueberry.com. That sounds so wrong, doesn't it? Also, thanks to P. Shane and The Dancing Buddha for leaving great reviews over at iTunes. And I also want to say welcome to anyone who's found us via the new listing at the Zune Marketplace. And speaking of new listings, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. If you go to phoneshow.com, that's F-O-N-E show.com, and you live in the United States, you can sign up to get notifications about new episodes of Comedy Forecast delivered via a text message to your phone. You can play the episode right there, fast forward, rewind, even forward the episode to a friend. Check it out. There's a link over at comedyforecast.com as well. As always, if you want to get in touch, you can email me at comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 206-333-1339. That's it for this time around. I'll talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Zune Marketplace,
Zune me baby,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.